No man will ever understand the greatness of God's love for mankind. In fact, if we measure history and we bring into play all the great names that have dotted history through time, nobody has loved like Jesus. When you read about the great history of why and how he came, then you become aware of the fact that the great God of eternity arranged the salvation for the sake of mankind. I read to you from the book of Isaiah. In transgressions and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm, it brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. If you will think very clearly and deeply with me today as you listen to Harvest Time, then you must know that the eternal God, to whom the angels sang praises, the eternal God who is everlasting in substance, who is great in his majesty, left the throne of eternity to come down to walk amongst men. He came for the very single purpose of seeking and to save that which was lost. Our Lord came to repair the damage that man had done when he sinned against him in the Garden of Eden. You see what we're looking at? God giving man a second chance. When he gave the created opportunity of Eden to Adam and Eve, they disobeyed him. And of course, they became the parents of the sinful flesh that would follow after them. But then Jesus saw the deterioration. The Lord God saw the deterioration of the behavior of mankind, the sin that had grasped man. And when you read from the book of Isaiah, it almost sounds like you're reading about today. But when he saw that there was no man that could intercede, the great God of heaven took upon himself flesh and came to walk amongst us and to bring us the power of salvation. What you need to understand is this. He submitted himself to a birth from a woman's womb. He was 9 months in a woman's womb. When the angels sang about his birth, they said, "This day there is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." So they were telling mankind that the babe of Bethlehem was the great and wonderful preparation that God had made for the salvation of men. He further said to Joseph that thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What a God we serve, friend. As you listen to our broadcast today, I'm not talking about an austere God that looks upon men in disdain or looks upon them with a desire to cast them into hell. I'm talking about a God that was willing to take upon himself flesh and come to us so we could understand his love, so he could explain how God loved us. I want you to notice something out of the book of Isaiah. Hell was never made for mankind. It was made for the devil and his angels. But notice what Isaiah says. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the viol, the tabret and pipes and wine are in their feasts, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But there is an escape route, and the escape route is Jesus Christ. For he came to tell mankind, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. And I came to bring you a salvation that could save you from the terrible degradation of sin. Listen to the Apostle Peter as he brings to us in his epistle the beautiful statement. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self, praise God, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but I am now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Listen, friend, this great Lord bare our sins in his own body on the tree. You hear me out there? Listen very carefully. You are bound by sin if you have not come to him in repentance. You are not delivered from your sins till his blood washes away those sins. You are still in your sin if his name is not applied to your life in baptism. And you are living below your privilege if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and enjoying the beautiful peace, righteousness, and joy that there is in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking now about psychology. I'm not talking about psychiatry. I'm talking about a visitation of the Holy Ghost to mankind. And that our God has given us the great privilege of finding that through Jesus Christ our Lord. In another statement from 2 Peter 3 and 9, it makes this statement. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So that when we understand what this salvation is all about, the Lord cares for you. He doesn't want you to die and go to hell. You say, are you a hellfire preacher? You're listening, aren't you? I want you to know he does not want you to die and go to hell. He wants you to repent, and he's got a way of righteousness that will bring you into the holiness of God. And that beautiful way of righteousness is a place of joy and blessing. Listen to what John says in that verse of scripture that almost every Sunday school child knows about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus cares for you. You may not be loved by others. You may be ugly in spirit. You can be ugly in your appearance. But the Lord God loves you ugly, fat, small, tall, thin, or however you are. He loves you because you're a soul. You were made in the image of God. And when you go straying into areas that don't belong to your life or to your body, you are destroying that image of God in your life. Jesus Christ came to give you a second chance. And when he came, he told us that he cared for us. He never passed by a leper. He never passed by the poor. He didn't pass by the brokenhearted. He healed the blind. He healed the deaf. He healed the lame. There was no malady amongst men that he could not restore or make whole again. My Lord is able to make you every whit whole through the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible states it clearly when it states this very simple fact. He loved you when you were still in your sins. And when you come to him to seek him as your Savior, he will pour that love upon your life and make it all new again. And not only that, if you turn away from him, He will still love you and try His best to reach you through the preaching of the gospel or through some witness or the conscience that God has given you that makes you recognize that you need a Savior. You see, the Lord cares for you.
Harvest time.